It is as a result I wanted, Barry, because I asked, obviously, the members not to vote for me last week, and I'm glad to say that they didn't, and now we can move on from this.
Jared Crockwell winning, this is Enda Kenny avoiding a crisis.
Well, I'm not sure about that. It's for me, it's just about what I ask people not to do, and that's what has happened, and that's the end result.
And given what has went on during the past 3 weeks, John, suppose, how are you feeling?
Well, naturally, I'm disappointed by the whole events, Barry. But overall, you know, I'm just glad that it has come to an end today.
Now, you announced last night that even if you had won today, you were going to resign. Why did you make that decision? How did that come about?
Well, again, I made that decision last week, really, because when I asked people not to vote for me, that I said that I didn't want the seat under those circumstances. I wanted to do it in my own right, whatever I wanted to do. And I was very clear about that last week, and as I spoke with you that time, and I've remained the same ever since.
A few times during the week or during the past 10 days, it did look like you were going to win the seat. At any stage, did you ever consider taking it?
No. When I make a decision, Barry, like I did, and I made that decision last week, I was happy with myself with the decision, and I'm very happy with that today now as well. So I'm just glad that we've come to an end of it.
You met last night with officials. Was any kind of deal struck? Are you going to be running in the next general election?
No deal was made at all, Barry, in any way, shape or form. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm my own person, and I've decided that I will seek the nomination for the next general election. That's without question, and to me, that's where I'm looking for, because I'm driven, and I really do want to go into politics, and I want to help the people of Donegal. That's what I set out from the start, and if I'm allowed and things happen that way, then I would be delighted to represent the people of Donegal, Barry.
But you will run for Fine Gael. They have no one else in the south of the county.
Well, I suppose you have the process to go through for the candidacy, and that's where I'm at the moment.
Now, claims were made in the Shannon this week, John, by Senator Mark Daly, that you met Enda Kenny in Sligo 3 months ago to discuss that you were going to go forward for the Shannon by-election. Any truth in this?
No, absolutely not. I don't know where he's getting that from. That's not right at all. There's no truth in that at all, Barry.
But you were at Lissadell House that day.
Yes, I was, and so were many other people at Lissadell House that day, and it was a wonderful event, and I really enjoyed it, but as for anything else, there's absolutely no truth in that at all.
Did you speak to Enda Kenny that day?
I shook his hand.
When was the first time you ever met him to discuss the Shannon by-election?
In September.
What date?
Oh, jeez. Listen, I haven't my diary in front of me at the minute, to know. But I think it was the 4th of September, as far as I can remember.
And that was the first time the Shannon by-election was ever mentioned to you?
Yep, without a doubt.
Regarding who nominated you for the Shannon, who was it?
The Donegal Executive, as far as I know.
But do you know who nominated you?
Oh, Donegal Executive nominated me, Barry.
But you don't know who the one single person was?
The whole executive, as far as I'm concerned, that nominated me. That's what I took it at the time, because I was at that meeting, and along with two other candidates.
So are the executive of Fine Gael and Donegal to blame for this whole fiasco?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, as far as I know, it went off in two different directions, and I think that's where it went. And unfortunately, for me, I'm the loser out of that, Barry.
And regarding who sent your CV to the minister, the official hasn't been named thus far. Do you know who it is?
No. And you know what, Barry? I have no interest. What's done is done, and I need to move on from this.
So you have no idea who sent your CV?
No, I have no idea, Barry. I have no idea. And it's something that doesn't really matter to me now, because as far as I'm concerned, I'm moving on to the next stage of my life, and that's to seek the candidacy for the next general election.
And suppose 3 weeks, John, your name hasn't been out of the headlines. What's the future hold now for John McNulty?
Well, as I said, Barry, I intend to seek the nomination for the candidacy for the next general election. On the short term, tomorrow, I have a big football match against Bundoran. A championship match for Kilkerr, and that's very much on my mind now for tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to trying to get a victory tomorrow.